And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here for a change. It's been a little while.
Couple Badger bumps and a golfing weekend and another weekend off. We're all back together.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. We'll see if we can hold this up for a little while.
And we have a very special show for you this morning. Our guest is Brian Gottlieb. Brian Gottlieb is the president and founder of Tundraland, the home improvement company. We're going to be talking to Brian in just a moment, but we just want to remind you that BizTalk is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE. And we'll be giving you a little bit of information during the program about our SCORE chapter. We're also going to give out the phone number, 281-1150. If you'd like to call in and ask Brian a question, 281-1150. Give us a call. So, good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
No, just really fine. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being on the show, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and tell us how you came to start Tundraland, the home improvement company.
Sure, and welcome to all the listeners today. So Tundraland is a home improvement company that's located right here in northeast Wisconsin. The business started in May of 2009 on a plastic folding table in the back of a friend's warehouse. Mm-hmm. So we still have that table, by the way. So, and which, by the way, is proof that anybody can do anything. So,
there
I'm a living dream of that. So I'm living proof. Anyway, the business started in May of 2009, with the idea that a company can do well and also do good. We're a home improvement company. We only offer made in America home improvement products. You might see our commercials for replacement windows or beautiful bath systems or
I think I've only seen a couple of them on air, yes.
And sunrooms?
Yeah, sunrooms. And we also carry the Kohler walk-in tub. So we're really going after the aging in place market as another line expansion to us. But again, we're a local home improvement company that that employs approximately 145 people. Mm-hmm. And we serve northeast Wisconsin and we go into Madison and also into Milwaukee.
You had a great article recently in the Insight magazine, Brian. Congratulations. Your mug is on the cover there.
Yeah, it's that's the creepy mug.
It's a great story about your company.
I'd encourage
anyone listening, if you have an opportunity to pick up the Insight magazine, pick it up and read it. You can also go online and hear you talk about your company.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I appreciate you referring to it as my story, but it's really our story.
Mm-hmm.
It's our story. The people of Tundraland. We accomplished this together. So it's a story about our journey. And mm-hmm. and you're right, it's a special one. It's mm-hmm. something that's authentically sincere to each one of us. So, sure, pick up a copy and read it.
You bet.
Yeah, when in 2009, Brian, when you started this thing, what was your background in that thing? And then how did that background affect this idea that you have mm-hmm. about working with your staff the way you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing you should know is that I went to college for a day, okay? And the reason I went to college just for a day is I thought that was a journey I was going to take. But while in college, I sold pots and pans to people at home. And I had great success before college started selling pots and pans door to door. That entered me into the sales world. So I didn't have any college experience. Prior to opening up Tundraland, what I was doing is I was a sales manager for a home improvement company and hung up my own consulting shingle in 2004.
Okay.
What was so important to me because I didn't have any college is I made a point to read a book a week, a business book a week. And whether I'm flying on an airplane or driving somewhere with windshield time, I either had an audio book going or I had a book in my lap on an airplane and I made sure to read a book a week.
Mm-hmm.
Through that journey, it brought me to hundreds of different home improvement companies all over the country. And I really got to see for myself businesses that were amazingly successful.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses that were successful despite themselves, and businesses that were just barely hanging on, especially coming into 2008.
Right.
You know, I view that as my PhD years. So, yeah. And that's what really set me up for success.
That's a real education.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And in terms of starting your company, you started in the article with a folding table.
Correct.
And every division you start today, you start with a folding table.
So, yeah. So,
little symbolism there.
Well, and it's beyond symbolism. What it is so yeah, I started the business on a plastic folding table in the back of a warehouse with a $3,000 cash investment.
Okay.
Yeah, today we're one of the largest home improvement companies in the nation. Each division that we start on a folding table for a whole lot of reasons. Number one, a division needs to be successful on its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the people that start these divisions then have their own story to tell later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think you have to give people the ability to really see significant growth. And if a new division starts in some fancy office, I don't think it's appreciated as much as the real grinded out entrepreneurial mentality needed for a startup division.
Now, you mentioned you, people need to see the potential. How do you create that environment in your company for your staff and your folks to realize that?
So if you've ever been by one of our places, whether it's on Highway 41 in Kaukauna, you'll notice a giant sign, or whether it's in the mall in Green Bay or in Appleton, mm-hmm. where we have showrooms, or in several of the Walmarts, you'll see over our sign there are two words that say we are. We okay. are Tundraland. Mm-hmm. The we are mentality of our business is the idea that we believe in ourselves and we believe in each other. Mm-hmm. And through that mentality, that's the culture where because we believe in ourselves and because we believe in each other, we know that anything is possible. And I know we're going to be talking about that a whole lot a little later.
We have a caller on the line, Brian. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question for Brian?
Hi. My name is Jim, and I do some carpentry work, and I wanted to get in the business somehow. How did you get into that? How did you do that?
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for your call. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the show today. It's interesting because you're probably a fantastic carpenter and you have this great skill set, but how do you grow a business from that, right? How do you start to, you know, market and sell and you're right. Sometimes we're so busy doing the, you know, hammering the nail that how do you focus on growing a business? And I think at the end of the day, one of the most important things to starting a business is to recognize, you know, Jim, what are your true strengths? And then, you know, and then you take that instead of trying to, in my opinion, work on your weaknesses, I think you leverage your strengths and you surround yourself with other people. You know, there might be somebody that's really cool with marketing but doesn't mm-hmm. know a thing about carpentry that really might want to, you know, work with you. And I think if you surround yourself with people so that you focus on making sure you're building the best thing with your hands and let somebody else next to you, help market that business and talk about how great Jim is at building stuff. And that's really the start of building a business. Mm-hmm.
And so does it take a lot of money?
So I started my business with $3,000 in cash. I don't think that's a lot of money. I mean, it was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, because the banks weren't lending money. It was,
everything
at the time.
It was your money, too, and that makes a big difference in it, yeah.
Yeah, what I think it takes is I think it takes passion and grind. I think it's about making sure that, you know, every day, it's about, you know, delighting customers and finding new ones.
A lot of discipline in that.
It's the truth.
Follow that formula.
Correct.
Don't deviate from it.
Find new customers and make sure you delight them.
Deliver. Yeah. Deliver, yeah. Deliver, right?
Repeat.
Yeah. And, Jim, one of the other things you have to do, of course, is make sure you've got some good support, some people behind you that can help you. That's why we're here at SCORE. Come see us.
Yeah, I heard about SCORE. SCORE sounds like a good outfit. Have you expanded your business, or did you just start it?
So, again, the business started in May of 2009. Today we have several locations throughout from Madison to, you know, here. We constantly have to keep growing. When it comes to expansion, I think if we're for me at least, I mean, we have 145 employees that are growth-minded. So we have to keep finding new ways to grow our business because it's part of our culture.
Yep.
It's part of who we are. And and you're, I don't know who said it, but you're either green and growing or brown and dying.
There you go.
That's the way you go.
Jim, thank you very much for the question this morning.
Thanks,
good questions. Brian, a question for you is when you're growing your company like this and you're growing so quickly, you've got to be putting together some sort of a budget or a business plan every year, a strategic plan.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that process. You don't need to know proprietary data, but a little, how about the process?
Yeah, so interesting enough, what I do, and because the business, again, I started the business with $3,000, to this day I haven't put another penny back into the business as I knock on wood.
Yeah.
The business is driven very much about planning and execution. So I just told my wife that in another few weeks I go away. So I go away once right around November for a week. Just lock me away in a rubber room as I do my business planning. And what I do is I create a couple of different model scenarios, something that has conservative growth and something that has aggressive growth.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so important is that model isn't based on what I think we can accomplish. I ask others around me what they believe is possible. If they were to, what's reasonable and what's stretch? So we have a shared goal. We have shared numbers that we all believe in.
They all have ownership in that goal.
They certainly do. And then what we do is we make these targets public. So you can ask anybody what the targets are in their particular area, and everybody knows it like they know their own name. And that's what's so important.
Yep.
when you mentioned the divisions that you have, you've talked mm-hmm. about this, and each one of them, of course, has their own responsibility.
Correct.
What are those divisions? How did you break up your company?
Sure. So in addition to having the different product lines that we offer, which
right.
which are its own division, from replacement windows to bath remodeling mm-hmm. to sunrooms to walk-in tubs, mm-hmm. within the company itself, we have our marketing division.
Okay.
We have our sales division. We have our, that I should say, outside sales division.
Right.
We have our inside sales division. We have our production division, and we have our accounting division. And each one of those functions operates like it's its own business.
You mentioned that, mm-hmm. yeah, that there is a kind of an ROI requirement on each of those particular divisions.
Correct, because if you think about it, your outside sales force, their job is to sell products, right? Mm-hmm. The production department treats the salespeople like it's their customer.
Right.
They're in the
internal business. Customers and external customers.
Correct. So yep. they buy projects from the sales right. force, and their job is to keep both ends happy. The sales force happy by buying every project that comes their way, and absolutely delighting the customer to make sure that we're not just having satisfied customers, which really means nothing nowadays. Is about how do you create raving fans.
Okay. And it doesn't sound like there is a competitive situation between the departments, but rather cooperative. To one wins, all wins.
And we all then understand, because as we get together on a regular basis on our monthly, you know, business meetings through the different leadership teams, the business sees how one area totally affects the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then growth looks like every division is chasing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to really accelerate, then you just start saying, okay, which one do I need to put money in or to put resources in first.
Mm-hmm.
By example, if I want to flood production, if maybe my backlog is a little shorter than I want it to be, and I want to flood my backlog, so what do? I increase my marketing spend, which generates more leads, which increases the need for my inside sales team to generate appointments for my outside sales team, which then generates more sales
yep.
and builds backlog.
So it all works together.
Correct.
That does work well together, and we're going to continue the conversation after this first break, Brian. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Now, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We are really glad you joined us. Brian Gottlieb is with us. Brian is the president of Tundraland, the home improvement company, and he's also a sponsor of BizTalk, so we thank him for that. We'll get right back to Brian in a moment. We want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter first. If you're starting a business or if you're in business and you're looking for some assistance in almost any area of the business, please consider using SCORE. At our Fox City SCORE chapter, we are one of 350 chapters around the country. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have about 55 volunteers in our chapter with various disciplines, including marketing, accounting, IT, legal. We have workflow, product production, banking and finance. If you have a question about any area in your company or you're just looking for another set of ears to listen to, your ideas to grow your company or even start your company, check us out at foxcities.score.org. Click on the link that asks for you to request a mentor. Fill out a little application on that form and hit the send button, and probably within 24 hours, you're going to have a very motivated volunteer who will provide you with free and confidential mentoring for the life of your business. Again, check us out at foxcities.score.org. Brian, we were talking a little bit in the first segment about the background of your company, what you do. And it's very apparent that you're a marketer, promotion kind of guy. Anything coming up? Are there anything community events. You're so involved in the community. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so actually, a week from today, mm-hmm. I'll be dancing for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center.
Cool.
right here in the Fox Cities. Okay. They have their Shall We Dance event, and I'll be one of the dancers. Well, it's sort of like Dancing with Our Stars,
sure.
Where we're aligned with a professional dancer, and my two left feet, my dancer is so my professional instructor is so good. Her name is Angela, and she owns a company called Absolute Dance.
Okay.
Out of Menasha. She's fantastic. Anyway, we'll be dancing to raise awareness for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center and money, of course.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit. Interesting enough, right here in the Fox Cities, last year in 2015, they took 452 crisis calls.
Wow.
In 2015 for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center. 37% of the people that use their services are under the age of 19.
Well,
wow.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's too much. Way too much. Too much.
So I'll be dancing to raise awareness. This is a free service for people in need. Part of the promotion is happening downtown tomorrow on College Avenue to make some noise for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center.
Okay.
If you're listening to this show, please come on down. It starts at 1:00 at Houdini Plaza. It's a 1-hour march we're doing on College Avenue. And since we're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers and it's game day, we have some special guests joining us for our march up and down College Avenue, none other than the Tundra Line that plays at Lambeau Field.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
They're going to be marching with us. The rally starts at Houdini Plaza at 1 p.m. The whole thing will be done by 2. Come and join us, march, and let's make noise for the Sexual Assault Crisis Center.
Okay, that's a great cause.
And on that program, the sexual assault program that you're going to be in, how do people get to attend that?
Sure. So the event happens at the Radisson Paper Valley Hotel. I think there are only a couple of seats still available. It's pretty much sold out. But you can stream the whole event online. You can see the dancing. I'd prefer if you didn't watch me dance, just turn it off at that point. But anyway,
that's the best part.
That's right. But you can also get involved by on our Facebook page, which is Tundraland on 41. Go ahead and, in fact, if you're listening to the show, you should like it right now while you're listening to the show.
Sure.
So like our Facebook page, and there's some information about the Sexual Assault Crisis Center right there at the top of the feed.
So if somebody wants to donate to help to cause
it
and so on, that'd be a way to go through it.
And it would mean the world to me. And you know, it's about community is defined by art, by culture, by the spirit. Some people just happen to be in darkness, you know, mm-hmm. at some point in their life.
Yep.
And the Sexual Assault Crisis Center, you know, can move them from darkness into light.
Right.
And it's so important for a community to really be, you know, full and complete and realize its full potential.
And right. I think places like Sexual Assault Center start that process, but it's up to each one of us to help carry that light to everybody else. And that's what you're doing as a volunteer at this thing. Great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Brian, we have a call here. Bill, you're on the line. Can you have a question for Brian this morning?
Yes, I do. Thanks. I've seen many, many advertisements and marketing that you do relative to most repair companies. You blow them out of the water with your doing that. Could you share some of your thoughts as far as budget for marketing and how you determine what areas you put your money into to be able to most effectively reach out to potential customers?
Yeah, Bill, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for calling in. So the marketing is the heart and soul to a business. In fact, I think a lot of times when a company is having troubles, that's the first area they want to cut,
right.
When in fact it's the last thing they should do.
Right.
So I think every business has to understand what is their cost of customer acquisition. What does it actually cost to get a new customer? When you know that secret equation, then you can say, okay, how big do we want to scale? How much do we want to spend? And understand, because you really got to know those numbers. So our marketing is very strategic. We track everything. We track the different sources, whether it's television or print or fairs or festivals or home shows. We know the conversions. We know exactly our cost of customer acquisition per source. So really, I mean, it tends to be, you know, there are two sides of a business, aren't there? There, you know, Bill, there's the art of business, and then there's the science of business. And I think marketing kind of plays in both. How do you create a sticky message that the customer can hear and mean something and drive action, while at the same time, how do you do it so that you don't go bankrupt?
Because you measure it. You measure the results.
How do you do it strategically?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Great question, Bill. Thanks a lot for that call. We're at our next break time. We're going to have to take another break right now. We'll come back for a longer segment after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. Real local radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts and Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning with Brian Gottlieb, who is the president and founder of Tundraland, the home improvement company, and we're talking with him about how he started his business, what he does, and how he gives back so enthusiastically to his communities, wherever he's located. Before we get back to Brian, we want to continue with a little bit more information about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I mentioned our free and confidential mentoring service. We also get involved with some seminars. Randy, what's coming up this next few months?
Well, we've got kind of a busy schedule coming up. Right now, the first thing I want to mention is going to be that we're working with the Fox Cities Chamber. They have a program coming up on the 18th, which is going to be their Business Breakfast Bites. It's a new program that they're going to be sponsoring, and it's going to be ongoing. The program, this particular session, like I said, it's going to be on the 18th, is going to be covering the topic of the changes that will be affecting everyone as far as the wage and hour changes.
The changes coming.
So it is a very important thing. It's very, very high on business mind right now, and we remind you that it's going to be on. It's going to be held, as I said, on the 18th, 7:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be held at the Associated Benefits and Risk Consulting there at 711 Eisenhower Drive in Kimberly. We would ask that you register for the program. It is free for all chamber members and guests. Mm-hmm. So if you are registering, if you check in as a guest, you can find the information on our website at foxcities.score.org or on the chamber website. So take a look at that one. That's an important one.
And they also want you to submit a question when you register.
Right.
Like, what question are you interested in having answered
right
during the seminar?
So, yeah, if there's something in particular that affects your business, that'd be a great way to get the ball rolling.
Yep.
Another program everyone's interested in is the QuickBooks training. We at SCORE have been looking at this for a number of years, and we're finally going to be coming up with a presentation. The first part we're going to have is going to be a four-part program beginning October 26th, that's a Wednesday, with meetings on the 26th, November 2nd, November 9th, and November 16th. Each one of those will cover a specific part of the introduction to QuickBooks training. Mm-hmm. That particular segment is going to be held at the New Horizons of Wisconsin Fox Cities. They're located out on Grand Market Drive here in Appleton. In addition to that, there's going to be a final addendum to the program, which is going to be QuickBooks, payroll, and inventory. So if you have those specific areas that you're interested in, again, you will be at the same location at New Horizons of Wisconsin Fox Cities. Again, to register for those programs, Go out to foxcities.score.org. All the information will be there on them. As I said, they will be held on Wednesday evenings for those four sessions. Very good program. Top-notch instructors taking care of that.
Pat Riley owns New Horizons, and he's so kind to make his lab available. We have 16 computers in the lab, so seating is really limited to 16.
Right.
So if someone's interested in learning about QuickBooks, it's a great opportunity to get right into the basics.
Right. So, yeah, register as soon as possible.
Yep.
And the last thing I just wanted to mention is we are right in the middle of doing the Simple Steps program, which is a five-part program on how to start your business and how to do a business plan. We are going to be having the fourth session coming up this Wednesday, and it's going to be on financial projections, how to use all of those
financial
numbers that we're talking about.
The income statement, the balance sheet.
Right. Yeah. And what is, not that you'd be care about that, but what is a cash flow statement and why?
Yeah, there you go.
We also put these things together to be able to look at some of the ratios that you need to understand. So another excellent program. That's going to be on Wednesday evening. The fifth one is going to be on funding sources. That will be the following Wednesday, October the 19th. And again, you can still register for each one of the programs. They're $25 each. Go out to foxcities.score.org. Register for either of those two programs Wednesday night, October the 12th or October the 19th.
Yep. Thanks, Randy. In addition to that, the SCORE chapter is a partner with the Million Cups program. Fox Valley Tech puts on the Million Cups program every Wednesday morning at Fox Valley Tech. And that was started by the Kauffman Foundation down in Kansas City. Every Wednesday morning, 9 to 10, Fox Valley Tech. If you want to learn more about it, go to www.1millioncups, that's the number 1milliontcups.com/Appleton. And if you're interested in presenting, fill out the application to present, and we'll put you on a schedule. We want to train you on that.
And if you're interested in learning about what's going on with entrepreneurship in the Valley, it's a fantastic place, number one, to learn, and number two, to network.
Also want to say thank you to Variant Productions, located in Kakana. Variant Productions helped our SCORE chapter recently, doing some really great videos for the five winners of the success story plaques that we handed out in May, celebrating our 40th chapter. Our chapter's been around for 40 years, and we also celebrated Small Business Week in May. So thanks to Variant Productions, Isaiah Wells. If you'd like to know more about Variant Productions, go to their website at variantproductions.com. Their phone number is 475-4354. Great company. Good, fun people to work with.
Yeah, we had a ball doing those.
Yeah, it was fun. We have our guest this morning. Brian Gottlieb is here, and we're talking about his business. And we want to talk a little bit more about some of the exciting things that he does in his company regarding his people, his training, his community promotions. And, Brian, what are the four words you use as a theme in your company? Do well?
Sure. So the business is to do well and do good.
There you go.
Yep.
And that really drives through your whole company in your relationships with all your employees and your customers.
Correct. It's at the core. It defines our culture. The idea is to have a business beyond the products. You see, I think and by the way, SCORE is such a great resource for whether you're starting a business or you have a business, because, you know, you surround yourself with like-minded individuals that can help you achieve, you know, your goals. And, and really, it's so important to have things, you know, to bounce, you know, ideas off of. I just wanted to, you know, talk about that.
Well, thank you for the compliment. Yeah.
Let's explore one thing you said during one of the breaks about competing. One of the thoughts was, how did you rise so quickly in face of the competition? But you had a really very interesting, and I think you ought to share it for all the entrepreneurs listening in the audience. They could really listen to what your response was here.
Yeah, I mean, when you asked me that, I mean, it plain and simple, we don't really pay attention to the competition because there's always going to be new competition coming along. And really, when you think about it, you know, the biggest competitor we have in this world is something called FUD, F-U-D, and it stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Mm-hmm. And it's our own fears, it's other fears, it's people that want to do nothing instead of something. Our idea is that we want to execute on our business plan better than anybody else.
Okay.
And it's not about, you know, you can have two football games going on. You know, the Packers are playing, you know, this evening, and I'm sure tomorrow evening, and you know they have a great plan going into the game, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to execution and who executes better.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business, it is so important to go into business with a plan, and then B have just execute.
Right.
And execute as flawlessly as you can. And that's what's so important. And deliver, not look in the rearview mirror at your competition. Look straight ahead and lead your team.
Deliver value and build trust with your clients, and they'll become raving fans for you.
Certainly will. They that, certainly will.
That brings us to another point that you do, of course, and that is how you hire and how you work with your staff. You know, some of the different things that you do to be able to promote them to be able to work that way. How do you do that with your staff?
Right. So you each person... the business is designed so that every person treats the business like it's their own. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we seek out and we find individuals. It's great when an experienced person comes along, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, we don't seek out experienced people for our business. We believe we have to be the best training organization in the universe mm-hmm. in order to grow. So we really focus in on, instead of just trying to find experienced people, we look for personally motivated individuals regardless of experience. And then what we are able to do is train, coach, develop, encourage and inspire those individuals to accomplish things greater than they ever thought possible on their own.
That's a great philosophy, and there are a lot of good books written on that. I'll bet you've read a couple of them.
Sure.
We have a caller on the line, Brian. Mary, good morning. Do you have a question for Brian?
Yes. I am thinking about remodeling my kitchen, and I was wondering what features should I think about when designing the layout, and what's new in technology that I might want to consider in selecting appliances.
Well, hi, Mary. Thank you so much for calling in. And, boy, I wish my wife was sitting here because she could have a big conversation with you. I think a lot of it depends upon – I think, you know, nowadays it's about – you got to get what you love. I mean, there's that whole return on investment thing, and a kitchen, you know, offers one of the best returns on the market. We just actually went through our own kitchen remodel in our home, and now we're actually – I actually was able to make breakfast in our own home for a while. I haven't been able to do that for a while, so we made that this morning. But I think there's some really, really great – you know, nowadays there's so many cool 3D CAD programs, so people can actually build a three-dimensional kitchen so you can see what it's going to look like. At the end of the day, I think we all have to answer the question, you know, what are we trying to accomplish? Is, you know, and how long do we want to stay in the home? If you only want to be in the home for another 5 years, you might want to do something that isn't, you know, that's more driven about return on investment. But if you plan on being in your home forever, well, then you got to get what you love. And in my opinion, forget about return on investment. Mm-hmm. Get what you love, because after all, you got to love it.
Okay, and you mentioned those tools that you have. Are those available? You use those with your customers to show them what they can see and what it's going to look like?
We do. Our designers are trained. We offer 3D CAD experience for the homeowner when we come to their home. And we do all that for free, by the way. All of our design work is 100% free. We offer so we can come to the home. We learn about what the people want to accomplish, and then we build it for them on whether it's a CAD software program or an iPad. It's really, really
cool.
They
get to see it then before they actually do it.
So important.
Mary, thanks for the call. A follow-up question for Mary. She's a lady.
Sure.
Looking to do a kitchen, bathroom project.
Yep.
Never done it before. Maybe done it once 25 years ago. Doesn't know who to trust.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of fear. You hear a lot of things about ripoffs.
Yep.
How do you assure the client that they're not going to have that experience?
So it's interesting. Everything that we've talked about today really,
in their heart, you know.
Yeah, everything that we've spoken about so far really does, it just all comes together to that, doesn't it? How the customer needs to feel comfortable that they're making a good decision and they're going to have a great product, for not just today, but for a lifetime.
Right.
And really it's not just one thing, you know. We do a tremendous amount of work, for the community. There's some basic contractors, you know, that also do great work. I think at the end of the day, you've got to do your research, and it starts with, you know, the Better Business Bureau is always a great source.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting enough, we do approximately 300 home improvement projects a month, of which 150 bath remodeling projects every single month. And the Better Business Bureau tracks complaints that a company – so if somebody's really, you know, upset, they can file a report with the Better Business Bureau.
Yep.
And the Better Business Bureau tracks that for a three-year period. So you say to yourself, okay, so we've done – you know, if we're doing 3,600 projects a year, you know, over 10,000 projects, you'll know how many people might have, you know, registered a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate. We have a spotless report, which is pretty significant. So I think the Better Business Bureau, the local builders associations, but most importantly, I think you got to ask for a bunch of references. No matter who you're doing business with, ask for a bunch of references. That's so
and
important.
And check them out.
You
and
bet.
Then call
you
them.
Bet.
And with the number that you do, I'm sure that each of us would have friends who know and have done
Correct.
Business with you.
That's right.
That's one of the best ways I know of to get that kind of reference and referral.
So important.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Windows for a Cause program. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it again?
We are. We're going to do it. So if you missed it, so we'll install approximately 12,000 replacement windows this year into people's homes. That's a lot of windows. And we started doing this last year that instead of all these windows, these old windows, we're just heading off to the landfill, and what a shame. So what we did is we approached local business owners, community members, and artists to turn old windows into beautiful pieces of art by painting designs on all these windows. We actually collected about 100 painted windows, and we displayed them this past May at the Performing Arts Center, where we did a silent auction, and we sold all these beautiful painted windows, and it was community-based themes on it. Well, they're absolutely beautiful. The money that we raised from selling the windows went to this fellow that has actually been a Vietnam-era war vet who's been in a wheelchair for over 40 years. That money went to buy him a custom wheelchair that stands up. Off of windows that would normally go in the trash, we were able to provide him a custom wheelchair that stands up. That's one of our things that we do through our Tundraland Cares initiatives. We will be doing it again this year. And it's when we talk about, we talk all day long about baths and windows and sunrooms, and that's the and look, if you're a business owner out there, that's the product that you sell, but that's not what defines you. If you make the product that you sell define you, you're open for competition. You have to really drill down to the why of what you do, the heartbeat of your business, and be able to communicate that, voice that, and so that everybody around you understands why you do it and not what you do. And that's the place where you can really differentiate. So our Tundraland Cares initiatives is one way we do that.
You do a lot for veterans.
We do. Yeah, we do. We actually do a free project for somebody every month, single month.
Wonderful.
And veterans, if we can give back, we hire veterans. It's a big part of the community, and it's our pleasure to do that.
Yeah. Great. We appreciate it. As both Tony and I are vets, and we both appreciate that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, Brian. We're going to take our last break right now. Then we're going to put you on the griddle. You got to come up with a biz test.
Oh, boy.
A biz tip. A question. Okay, you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We at at one point had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk for our final segment this morning. Thanks, Joey. That was good bumper music. We're talking this morning with Brian Gottlieb, who is the president and founder of Tundraland, the home improvement company located in Kaukauna. Brian, tell us how folks can find out more about your company.
Do I need to sing my jingle?
Hey, if you want to, sing it.
800-TUNDRALAND, tundraland.com. So, yeah, you can always look us up online at tundraland.com. We have a great, great website, yeah, answers a lot of questions. And give us a call at 1-800-TUNDRALAND. Our inside design team is available 7 days a week to answer questions.
Great,
so,
cool.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about your hiring. In terms of hiring people.
Sure. Well, we are hiring now, by the way. In fact, we're always hiring. But right now we're hiring. We have some positions for designers. We also have some senior positions in our production department.
Okay.
And also some entry-level marketing positions. So, you know, definitely, you can always apply online through our website or give us a call. We approach hiring a little differently. We don't offer just a job. We offer instead a career path. So what we try to do is we try to match people up. We try to do a discovery process on them to learn, you know, what is it that's unique about them? What do they want to do in this world? And how can we find that right fit for them? Interesting enough, if somebody is, and here's an example of differentiation, community involvement, while at the same time hiring techniques. If somebody, nowadays a lot of people graduate college with a lot of student loans. You know, we actually have a student debt repayment program for people coming out of college. If they went to one of the UW schools, we'll actually pay their student loans down for them. And it's
a great way to keep talent.
That's excellent. Yep. Mm-hmm. Before the next question, I forgot to acknowledge our sponsors for the BizTalk program. So let's do that right now. Fox Communities Credit Union, thank you for your sponsorship of the program. Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Ridgestone Bank, we just heard an ad from them a moment ago, and Brian Gottlieb, Tundraland. Thank you very much for your sponsorship of BizTalk and a Score Chapter. Also, Candeo Creative for helping to build and maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you have missed a program or you would like to listen to one a second or third time, go to biztalkwithscore.com. Thank you, Zach Pawlowski and your crew at Candeo. And also thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you are in business or you're thinking of starting a business and you are not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you'll be kept abreast of what's going on in the community. So thank you to all of our sponsors to help us with our BizTalk show. It's fun.
Just real quick, you know, you had mentioned there's something about your hiring strategy and so on, and I think everybody asks the same kind of questions. You know, you guys are into so many different activities and so on. Where do you get those ideas?
We have a marketing team, and marketing is such an important part of our business because it's how we communicate our messaging. We meet every single week, our marketing team, and talk about big ideas, and there's no bad idea. And it's a blue sky meeting where we talk about, okay, what's that next thing we can do, and it doesn't make sense for us to execute on it. But every single week, we have a creative meeting.
Okay.
We then determine how we're going to execute on it. And that's so important for a business to take a break and work on the creative side as well.
Great. And you get your staff fully involved in this program.
Absolutely. And there's no bad idea. Anybody can bring an idea up.
Great.
You know, there's one theme that's I've been hearing this morning throughout the whole program, Brian, is you tend to celebrate a lot. You're always celebrating with your staff, with your customers, with your vendors, and people are attracted to celebrations. It's very positive and giving them the opportunity to be creative.
Well, you know, whether it's a relationship or whether it's an employee, I think at the end of the day, people want to feel appreciated.
Right, exactly.
And especially when they work hard, they want to be recognized, and they should be recognized.
Absolutely.
This business would be nothing without the people that I'm surrounded with. This
That's
isn't
right.
my journey. This is our company's journey. That's how we started off the show. And it's so important to take a moment and appreciate people and thank them and raise them up and let them know, you know what, you've accomplished terrific things and you should be proud of yourself. And when you do that, when you acknowledge people and recognize their achievements, you actually encourage them to accomplish something even greater.
Wonderful.
It's a real win-win.
Now, your biz tip, your pearl of wisdom.
My pearl of wisdom would be this. If you have a business or you're starting a business, to grow a business, the secret to growing a business, it's really the transfer of passion and enthusiasm that you have inside of yourself and giving it to others. When others catch your passion and your enthusiasm and your knowledge and your information, they're going to take it and run with it. And therefore, as a business owner, it is your responsibility to constantly communicate your passion, your enthusiasm, and provide others a path for success. You do that on a daily basis, and you'll be surrounded by like-minded people that will help you charge.
I think that's a wonderful biz tip. Thank you, Brian. And
Thank you for having me.
You said it several times during the show. Surround yourself with people who believe what you believe and can help you do what you want to do.
Like Score.
Thank you.
That's a great finish. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We want to remind you that our guests next week are Tom and Holly Betcher from Whistler's Knoll Vineyards in Hortonville. And please join us next week to listen to their story about how they started their vineyard. You've been listening this morning to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.